This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
WBEZ has learned of previously unreported allegations of sexual misconduct by singer R. Kelly. Recently unsealed divorce court filings show that R. Kelly was accused of molesting a preteen girl in 2009. The year after, a jury found Kelly not guilty of child porn charges. The alleged victim is the youngest of Kelly's known accusers. I spoke earlier with WBEZ criminal justice reporter Patrick Smith, and I asked him to tell us about the latest on what he's learned.
The new allegation comes from, as you mentioned, a divorce court filing. It's actually from a 2014 motion filed by Kelly's ex-wife, Andrea Kelly. In that motion, she was trying to get sole custody of the couple's three children. And in the motion, she claims that the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services investigated a claim that Kelly touched a young girl in a sexually inappropriate manner and made advances toward her that were also sexual in nature. It also says that the Child Welfare Agency deemed the allegation unfounded.
So when we talk about unfounded, that means the state agency determined the allegation was untrue, right?
Yeah, well, by definition, for DCFS, if they deem something unfounded, that means that the investigator found no credible evidence of the alleged abuse. But the divorce court filing goes on to make the claim that the DCFS worker who investigated the allegation, quote, believed that the events occurred, but said that she had no choice but to deem the matter unfounded because of the length of time between the alleged events occurring and when the alleged victim reported the incident. According to the filing, the alleged abuse happened in 2009 and wasn't reported to DCFS until 2012. I should say that that's only from the divorce court filing. DCFS would not comment on this at all and said that they really, by law, were not allowed to tell me anything about whether this investigation happened or anything about it.
And as we know, R. Kelly is facing dozens of criminal charges in multiple jurisdictions, mostly involving his alleged sexual abuse of young girls. Does this allegation that's in the divorce court filing factor into any of the ongoing criminal cases?
No, this particular allegation is not included in any of the multiple criminal indictments against Kelly. I mean, right now, Kelly is being charged in four separate jurisdictions, including two separate federal cases in New York and Chicago. None of them mention this alleged incident. And I should say that this alleged abuse happened more recently than most of the alleged incidents of sexual abuse that are in those cases. And the alleged victim in this instance is younger than any of the victims alleged in those criminal cases against Kelly.
And Patrick, what does R. Kelly say about all this?
Well, Kelly is actually being held in federal jail in downtown Chicago while he awaits trial. But his attorney, Steve Greenberg, he says the allegation is 100% false. He told me that, you know, people say things during divorce case to try and gain an advantage. And that's what happened here, is what Greenberg told me. He said that it was fully investigated by the police and DCFS and rejected.
That's WBEZ criminal justice reporter Patrick Smith.